12 minutes left to play in the ball game as we start the fourth quarter with a kickoff. The Texans score a touchdown on the last play of the third quarter to lead it 65-7 over Bandera. Nick Coles will kick off. To the Bandera Bulldogs. He has kicked off a bunch here tonight. This is taken at the 12-yard line. To the 20, it's Smith, far sideline.
Oh, goodness.
He's upended at the 22-yard line. Get the name of that truck.
I believe that
Stover?
Is that 14? That is. That's Caleb Cervenka. He's going to be in there for the for cornerback right now, but he just I thought it may be Cooper McCollum right off the bat, but it is 14 instead of number 4. Caleb Cervenka with a just upend over the shoulder WWE tackle right there.
Boy, no doubt.
Tried to take him over the top rope.
They're going to spot it at the 23-yard line. And again, that clock continues to run mercifully as Wimberley leads it 65-7. On the road to Llano next week. Haveley remains the quarterback for Bandera. He will turn and give it to Stout up the middle. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10. Carruthers has scored a couple of touchdowns here tonight. Terrence Ramsey has 2 touchdowns. Gavin Martinez has 2 touchdowns. Wyatt Mann has a touchdown. So does Matt Mitchell and Cade Stover.
Spreading it around tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Coles has kicked a 39-yard field goal.
And it appears that Moss Carruthers is going to end the game with 3 touches and 2 touchdowns and 92 yards rushing.
That's not bad.
That's a,
on 3 carries?
We called for 17 yards a carry on the first play of the
game.
About
30 yards a carry?
He's going to end up a little more than that.
Goodness. Haveley now will give it to Stout, trying to get outside left side. He is wrapped up by about a bajillion Texans back at the 20-yard line. Loss of 3. Bandera is just hoping to get to the bus at this point.
He was taken down by a posse of Texans. You like that?
It was.
It was a posse.
There's no doubt about it.
Trying to get into the Texans flair there with the posse.
That's right. I like that. I like that little Western
yes.
sort of feel to your commentary.
Yes.
Third down and 13 now. Haveley looks over the defense. Gaze is actually to his sideline now to get final instructions. Option play to the right. He's going to take it himself to the 25. Skips past the tackler to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of about 8, but far short of the first down. It'll be fourth down now and about 4 or 5, and they're going to punt the football away. Short will punt it. No, it's going to be Shackelford this time.
They do rotate their punters, don't they?
They rotate punters. How about that? Martinez will stand at his own 42-yard line to field it. And Shackelford stands at his own 15 to punt it away. He is going to line drive it, and it bounces and rolls around. Martinez picks it up all the way back to his 25. He's got some running room to 35, 40. So fast, 50, 45, 40. Cuts inside and down to the Bandera 35-yard line is Gavin Martinez with a little juice here as we're in the fourth quarter.
I'm not sure how he ended up on the inside of the blocker right there for the Texans, but he does and ends up with a pretty big gain off of a ball that was rolling pretty good for the Bandera Bulldogs. Going to give Wimberley backed up field position in theirs and flips the field on them. He takes it all the way back to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was a big play. That's the Gavin Martinez we've been looking for the last couple of weeks. We've seen some flashes out of Gavin here tonight. McCollum now. He has Aaron Arroyo behind him at running back, along with, let's see, he gives the handoff to the running back, number 28. Lost a couple of yards. That was Trenton Dingman. So Dingman and Arroyo in the backfield now for Wimberley.
Syracuse upsets Clemson 27-24. tonight.
They played on Friday night?
I don't know. I just got a text message.
Wow.
Chad Gold sent me the message, said 27-24 Syracuse over Clemson.
How about that?
That's huge. That's an upset right there.
Clemson is a Final Four team. You got to be kidding me. Wow. Huh.
He's pretty on top of it. I'll give him that.
Trustworthy, huh?
Yeah. Of course, he's probably watching that game because this one's 65-7.
Second down and 12. Here's Arroyo. Inside handoff. He picks up about four down to the 33-yard line. It'll be third down and 8. 7:27 left to play. Texans with the football, leading it 65-7. Again, stay with us. We'll have our post-game show, run down some scoring for you, and get ready for next week on the road at Lano. Fake handoff to Arroyo. McCollum will keep it. He's not going to get the first down. And in fact, he only gains about a yard, so it'll be fourth down now and 7.
Kick the field goal.
See if they try the long, long, long field goal. It'll be near 50 yards.
No.
Be about 48 yards, maybe.
Go for it.
I think they're going to go ahead and go for it, probably run something conservative here on fourth down and 7. They've got to get to the 25 to get the first down.
Where's Coles? You know he's pleading for it down here somewhere.
Come on, let me kick it, Coach.
Let me kick it, Coach.
Coach is saying, Nick, you're a kicker.
Yeah.
Stop talking to me. Here's McCollum, fakes the handoff. He's going to run it up the middle, short of the first down. He tried to reach the football out, but he got it to about the 28-yard line. That's where the Bandera offense will take over with 6:15 left to play in the ball game.
He did not have a go-go gadget arm to get the extra 3.5 yards there he needed.
Kind of shootout. You ever see, what's that? Dependables or the Defenders or what?
No.
It's a cartoon that has that stretchy guy.
Stretch arm.
I know what you're talking about. No, it was something else that...
I don't know.
I can't remember. I used to watch it with my kids long, long, long ago.
I watched the Jetsons when I was a kid.
I remember that.
The Jetsons were awesome.
There are times when I'm commuting to Austin in the mornings, I wish they had those.
Yes.
Little flying things.
Yes, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it
would. Or when you go home for dinner and you put the pill in the microwave and it pops out as a whole chicken?
That'd be kind of cool, too. Here's Havley with the fake handoff. He's going to carry it himself out near the 34-yard line, I believe. A pickup of 6. It'll be second down and 4. Bandera's offense. Chase Havley's had a tough time here tonight, to say the very least.
Yeah, he's been under pretty much constant pressure all night long. Had some decent runs here in the second half, but just kind of too little too late. Just couldn't quite get the offense rolling in the beginning.
He'll flip right side to Stout, and Stout is going to be wrapped up in the backfield. That's a loss of about 6, all the way back to the 29-yard line. It'll be third down and 10 now.
And I don't think you're going to see many times, but I believe that was actually the quarterback, Cooper McCollum, who took him down in the backfield.
How about that? They're spotting it at the 30, so it'll be third down and 8 for the Bulldogs. Texans again will move to 1-0 in district play, 6-1 overall. Bandera drops to 0-1 and 2-5 overall. Jeff Hamilton has a task on his hands to keep this team from getting too down after losing like this. Here's Havley now. He'll take it a quarterback keeper. Pickup of about 3 or 4 out to the 32-yard line.
Going to bring up a punt.
Fourth down and 6, and they're going to punt the ball away. 3:54 again to play here in this second half. They've gone to the running clock. Texans led it 58-7 at halftime.
And I got to tell you, the animation between Gavin Martinez and Cade Stover. Gavin's over here standing next to the coach. He's returned all the punts, and Cade was the quarterback, and so he just immediately dropped back to catch the kick, and Gavin kind of says, "Hey, that's my job."
Wait a minute.
He says, no, get off field. I got this one.
How about that? Here's Short now. He gets the punt away, and Short with a short punt, that's for sure. It rolls out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Good grief, that's a 6-yard punt. Texans will have it with 3:15 left to play, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is with this running clock, this might very well be the last series of downs of the night.
I would probably be surprised if there's nothing more than middle handoffs at this point now. With 2:57 left, it'd be about 2:45 before they snap the ball probably right here. So it's a look for a lot of middle running plays right here.
McCollum, I think that's Arroyo to his left. He'll get the snap. I don't think that was
looks
McCollum.
Like Hunter Benoli, possibly.
Yeah,
I saw the
back
socks.
Taking the snap. He stopped in the backfield for a loss of two. So it'll be second down and 13. The clock is at 2.5 minutes. The play clock is at 31. So they can run this down inside the 2 minute mark before they take a snap. This is second down. And I think the officials will be able to figure out a way to make this the last possession of the night.
Yeah, a first down in the next two plays is going to be the end of it for sure.
Benoli will give it to – actually, it's handed to Benoli, isn't it? Gets it to the 40-yard line.
Who is that? Number 40?
41. It's Jimmy McFarland.
McFarland, yeah.
So Doug Warren able to play a lot of players here tonight. Third down and 10 on homecoming. Third down and 10 with 1:45 left to play in the ball game. And this clock will run down to about the 1:15 mark if they want to let it run down that far, but they're already to the line of scrimmage with 14 seconds left to play on the
need to get about 6 yards for a field goal right here.
Here's the give up the middle. That's McFarland again. And he is still on his feet. Tough running. He gains about 3 yards down to the 37-yard line. It'll be fourth down with 1:15 left to play. 35 seconds on the shot clock.
Not going to try the on the shot clock.
Shot clock.
Not going to try the field goal from this one, that's for sure.
No, that's not going to happen. Play clock is at 20, so they'll have to snap it or just take a penalty.
It may run out in change of possession. They may get one or two plays at the most, but
yeah.
Bandera may just let this run out. It's going to be well within the 40-second clock when it's turned over on downs if they don't get the first
down. Here's the give to McFarland. They won't get the first down. He gets it to the 35-yard line.
That's
the
ball
game. And I do believe that is going to be your ball game. Well, Wimberley wins the first district game of the season as the two teams now jog onto the field now. Let's see if they're going to snap the ball. There's only 15 seconds left to play. I doubt that Bandera is going to snap the ball. No, they're not going to snap the ball as they put it at the 35-yard line.
Oh, they're going to try.
Maybe they are here. Five seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1, and that is your ball game. Wimberley has won the first district ball game, a homecoming victory for the Texans. 65-7 over the Bandera Bulldogs. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.